This is Brett Northey for worldfootynews.com, speaking to New Zealand's captain, Andrew Congleton. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Yep, thank you very much.
This team has been very professional through the whole tournament, and the discipline and the structure, and I know you've been training together for a while now, but that seemed to be the standout. Is that what's been emphasised throughout the lead-up to this tournament?
Yeah, definitely. We started in November with fitness trials, and almost the whole squad kept going through twice a month. We were getting together, and then every month we had the final squad together for five months in a row leading up to the tournament, and all the emphasis was on teamwork. We knew that we had good individual players, but that wasn't going to cut the mustard when it came to winning the cup. And today we really identified that as a strength we'd need to win it, because Papua New Guinea were fast around the track, and if we played as individuals and blazed away from the front, it wasn't going to work. We had to work around the field, take our time, and that's what won it in the end.
And how long have you actually been playing footy yourself back in New Zealand?
I've been going for, this is my seventh season now.
Seven?
Yep.
And you play up in Auckland?
Yep. Yeah, I play for the Eagles. Used to be the Takapuna Eagles, and me and Craig now still going. And there was about eight of us originally from Westlake, came out together. And funnily enough, there's six old Westlake boys in this team. I think it's the most from any school in New Zealand, varying ages, but we were all there at one stage together. It was quite good to come back.
Were your first exposure to the game when you were in school?
Yeah, it was after the first 15 rugby season had finished, and there was a teacher at school who said there was a tournament on, did we want to compete? He was an Aussie, and he was willing to take it. And yeah, there was about eight of us rugby guys decided, oh yeah, we might as well give it a crack, because cricket was tending to get a little bit boring. And we went on, won the tournament, and the local club, the Eagles, said come play for us the rest of the season for free. And we did, and we won the Reserves Premiership that year as well.
And I know you're off to England now for some rugby, because you play both sports. Who are you off to play for over there?
It's the Derby Rugby Club. They play in the Midlands Rugby Competition. And yeah, really looking forward to it. Another experience.
Would you describe that as professional or semi-professional?
Semi-professional, yeah. It was a good offer to go over and get some overseas experience in both rugby and work. And yeah, really looking forward to it now.
Do you expect to be back playing Aussie rules at some stage in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I was speaking to a couple of the English guys during the tournament, and they were welcoming me to go and have a run for them. I think the Nottingham Scorpions just around the corner. So might see what happens at the end of the rugby season again, and maybe pop around, have a game for them.
Yeah, it's good. It's an increasing trend now that players, when they move countries or states or cities, there's enough Aussie rules going on around the world now that they're not lost from the game, so it should be good. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations.